Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney calls Trump a transformational president. By Nick Gilbertson on May 6, 2025. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney complimented President Donald Trump as a transformational president during his visit to the White House on Tuesday. Fresh off the Liberal Party's election victory last week, Carney met Trump in front of reporters in the Oval Office where the Prime Minister applauded Trump's leadership. "You're a transformational president, focused on the economy, with a relentless focus on the American worker, securing your borders, ending the scourge of fentanyl and other opioids, and securing the world," Carney said. Carney added that Canadians were focused on similar issues during their election. "And I've been elected. With the help of my colleagues here, I'm going to spread the credit to transform Canada with a similar focus on the economy, securing our borders, again, on fentanyl, much greater focus on defense and security, securing the Arctic and developing the Arctic," he said. He also expressed optimism about future opportunities where Canada and the United States can work collaboratively, while also indirectly acknowledging issues the nations have. Trump notably placed tariffs on Canada shortly after taking office, which were amended multiple times, including after then-Prime Minister Justin Trudeau retaliated. "The history of Canada and the U.S. is we're stronger when we work together, and there's many opportunities to work together. And I look forward to, you know, addressing some of those issues that we have, but also finding those areas of mutual cooperation so we can go forward," he said. Trump spoke highly of Carney and congratulated him on his election victory to begin the meeting. "I want to just congratulate you. That was a great election, actually," Trump said. "We were watching it with interest, and I think Canada chose a very talented person. A very good person, because we spoke before the election quite a few times. And it's an honor to have you at the White House and the Oval Office."